Delighted to have you here worshiping with us. We have a few announcements just to draw your attention to. First is that today will be a little different after our morning worship service. After the benediction, we will ask everyone to just kind of stay put here, and we have our Sunday school promotional program right afterwards. And so the teachers and classes will be recognized for that. And then we will have a brief time of Sunday school, and then we have a picnic at Crystal Park today. So Sunday school will only go till about 11:30, and then everyone is invited to go over to the park and enjoy time together there. A couple other things to point out. You see in your bulletin that we are still looking for a volunteer to lead Club Rock. And that is a decision that's going to have to be made this week if there is no one who steps up and wants to volunteer for that. So I would just ask you again to prayerfully consider if that's something that you feel that you may be able to help with or led to help with. And if you have questions about that or you want to volunteer to help, please talk to Mark Kettlehut about that. We also have coming up, starting on September 11th, so in a few weeks, we have two Sunday evening Bible studies. One is for women called Adorned, led by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, and one is for men called Stepping Up, and that's led by Dennis Rainey. And there's sign-up sheets for both in the foyer, and we actually have a short video preview of both of those. So we'll go ahead and take a look now. The first one up is Adorned, which is the women's study.
One day, not long ago, I spent more hours than normal on my hair and makeup, getting my nails done, and putting on a beautiful new dress and sparkly shoes. I got more dressed up than I had ever been in my entire life. So why did I go to so much trouble? I'll tell you why. It was my wedding day, and I wanted to be adorned, beautiful, ready for my bridegroom. I wanted to bring Robert joy, just as his love brought me joy and made me feel beautiful. When we're adorned with another's love, we develop a greater capacity to reflect love and beauty to others. God has placed us here on earth as ambassadors of the gospel of Christ. As women, we are called to make His love and truth believable and beautiful to others because they see it in us, because they see it changing us. His love making us beautiful, adorning us, and through us, adorning His gospel. This calling to adorn the gospel of Christ isn't something we can do alone. God has graciously given us a community of other believing women to help us. That's why I've written a new book, Adorned, Living Out the Beauty of the Gospel Together. It's a study on Titus 2. You see, when older women and younger women support each other in living out God's transforming love, the entire body of Christ, the bride of Christ, grows even more beautiful.
Okay, so that's the women's study called Adorned, and now we have a preview for the men's study called Stepping Up.
There's room every day in every life to demonstrate courage. And courage is the ability to do the hard thing in every circumstance, despite the cost.
The number one response I get, I've never done anything courageous. Woo!
What hurts men the most is when they don't have a vision that calls them forth.
The guy who's a husband, the guy who's a worker, the guy who's a father, the guy who's single.
You are the glory of God.
Yeah! If you don't step up, you're gonna fall down.
Okay, so those give you a little bit of a preview of what will be coming up in those Bible studies. Again, they both start September 11th. They will be Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock here at the church, and I encourage you to sign up in the foyer if you are interested. There is youth group tonight at 6 o'clock, and so be thinking about that, young people. Do we have any other announcements today? All right, our call to worship this morning is in Ephesians. A familiar passage, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast."
Again, we want to welcome each one of you to our worship service. Thank you for joining us, and a special Sunday for us, it being Promotion Sunday. We're going to sing together number 338. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please, either in your hymn book or up on the screen. Number 338, "At Calvary." I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul bound liberty at Calvary. Now I give to Jesus everything, now I gladden own him as my King. My raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Very good singing. If you greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here this morning.
Again, a hearty greeting and welcome to each one. As we, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I just have a couple of them. Continue to pray for Gladys Nye. She fell a week ago and broke her hip and her, well, I guess it's almost 2 weeks now, her hip and her elbow. She made it through surgery, and she's now at Philip going through rehab this week. Things are going well, but we pray for healing for her, especially gaining strength. I know she has a desire to get back to her apartment, and so we will pray that that will occur. And the other one, Leah Fanning gave this. We've been praying for their granddaughter, Dawson, and she had surgery a while ago, and they're starting to have some complications with the drain tube. And so she's going to go back in for surgery either Monday or Tuesday. The drain tube is not working, so the doctors will need to go back in and figure out why her body's not absorbing the fluid. So we need to pray for Mom and Dad, for Dawson, the surgical team, and the things that go well. And also as after the surgery, especially for one so young, to she wakes up calm from the anesthesia. So that's always difficult when they don't understand exactly what is going on. But we will be praying for Dawson and the surgery this week, and for all that, for God's healing hand to be upon her. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mark. So the prayer request is for Scott Ogle Miller. I did not get that name. Oleg Miller. There we go. I have to start it right or I just don't do it. Oleg Miller has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It has now spread to his liver, and they will be going through the doctoring process, but also pray for peace of mind and heart and for God's healing hand. Kathy. So that is we all understand, I think, the stress that weddings bring and having two children getting married so close together, but it also is a joyful occasion, and so we'll be praying for Kathy's sister, Carrie, and the two children, but also the travel mercies of all those going to the weddings and they're establishing their homes. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. So there was spotty rain around the area, and so grateful that some of the areas that were desperately needing it got it. We will continue to pray that the those that didn't get any will get some, but it is the crunch time for the last shot for the crops. Jill. So Jill is going back for her 3-month checkup to neurology, and we will pray that the news is good and that God is continuing the healing process. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time together, we thank you that the way you instituted the rhythms and times and seasons of life started at creation in that on the seventh day you rested. And you have put within us the need to come apart, but also to come together and worship. And Father, as we enter into worship, it is also the reminder that we do not come together on Saturday, but we come on Sunday, because that is the day we remember your Son rising from the dead. And because of that, he has given us hope. You have demonstrated your love that is unconditional to all of this world. And you have placed your witness, you have placed us in opportunities to declare your love for creation, your love especially for the humanity that you have created. Father, there is nothing that we can do to earn your love. It is indeed because of your grace and your mercy. And Father, we thank you that we can, as we share fellowship with one another, be a reminder that our time together is a little picture of what heaven will be like, that we will fellowship, but in that instance, we'll be fellowshipping face to face. Now we do it as through a mirror darkly. And so, Father, as we go through our lives, there are challenges that come, and you have told us that we are to pray and pray without ceasing. And Father, we lift up these requests to you. We lift up Gladys and her recovery for her therapy, more importantly for her state of mind, that you would give her the strength as she goes through the routine of her day. You know her desire to be back in her apartment, and so help her to gain the strength she needs and the healing in both her hip and her elbow. Father, we just are come alongside of her and her family in this request. We also lift up Dawson to you and for her parents, that it is a very concerning time, and it is easy and very human to become anxious. And you tell us that our anxiety, one, we should cast our cares upon you because you care for us, and that we need to replace our anxiety with prayer. And that is what we do. Sometimes when we go through these events, it is hard to pray, but that is why the body of Christ comes alongside. And so we pray for Dawson and wisdom for the surgical team to figure out why her drain tube is not working properly, why it keeps clogging, that you would bring her out of the anesthesia calmly. And we just pray that you would place your healing hand upon her and continue this healing process in her life. Father, we also lift up Scott Oleg Miller to you, that the prognosis is very severe, and we pray that you would work in their lives, that you would give wisdom to the medical team, that you would guard their heart and mind with your peace, that you would demonstrate your love, especially through the people of that know you and call you Savior. Father, we pray that you would touch his life, and we ask that you would bring healing. Father, we also think of the blessings of life. We pray for Kathy's sister Carrie and these weddings. One, that you would be with all the details, and two, safety in everyone's travels. And sometimes as families, we don't get together except for weddings and funerals, and glad that this is a very happy occasion. And we pray for the couples as they unite in marriage, that you would be an ever-present help, and that you would be the third strand, that a cord of three strands is not easily broken. We also are grateful for the moisture that came through the area. Father, for Northern Hyde County, there's several places in our state that are still dealing with the effects of drought and the dry years, and we just ask that you would bring the moisture that we need in the time that we need it, that we continue to trust you for fulfilling your promise of providing for us. Also, we lift up Jill and her three-month checkup, that you would give her peace of mind and heart. It's our desire that she would have a good report from the neurologist. Thankful for how you have worked in her life and brought healing. And we continue to pray for continued healing for both her brain, but also for her heart, soul, and mind. Father, as we celebrate our time together, we think of it being Promotion Sunday, and we're grateful for each Sunday school teacher and helper that's a part of the Sunday school program, for the direction that they bring, for the wisdom, as also the opportunity to teach all age groups. And so, Father, we thank you for it being Promotion Sunday and the time that we can have at the park and fellowship together. Father, we do lift up Club Rock, that you would raise up an individual or individuals to lead the program, not just to keep it going and have a box checked, but the opportunity to speak into the lives of the students of our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, we never want to take that for granted, that this opportunity we've had over the years, we do not rest on past blessings, but we continue to ask for future working of your Spirit. We pray for our missionaries. We lift up the Unruhs to you for their continued work, especially as school gets started in Mexico for the seminary. For our church here, help us to be your hands and feet in our community. And for our world, we pray that your people would speak forth your truth, be with our elected officials, especially during this election cycle, that you would give us wisdom in how to vote and discernment. But we pray for our elected leaders, both our city officials, our county officials, state and national, that they would seek first your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
feel the air is changing in the morning. There's some crispness and coolness. It's just amazing how God brings those seasons into our lives. And what a way that we can love him by enjoying what he gives us. So we're going to stand this morning. We're going to sing together. We're going to sing for his praise and his glory. So please stand with me.
Thank you.
first thought, it was kind of fun to watch all the kids out there smiling and clapping. It was kind of sweet.
So much for your amazing grace, for your mercy, for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the privilege to come together this morning to sing praises to you, to study your word. Just pray that you would open our ears, our hearts, our minds now as we continue to look at your word and to understand the reality of your sovereignty. We thank you that as part of your sovereignty, you did make possible the forgiveness of our sins. We pray these things in Jesus' name.